So yesterday we learned Machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid on Chafa by Bereshith and Umbarais. So we learned the Machlekes Rambam and Ravid, and we discussed yesterday the Machne Ephraim's explanation of the Rambam, that the Mekarka Kekarka is based on the concept that a person who's a mazik has an obligation to replace. And the name of the Mekarka is enough karka, because the Meister, that's his obligation, is to replace the karka. That's the aside we learned yesterday. Now, interestingly enough, as we're going to see today, whereas most of these types of shilas usually are tali and machlaikis, this aside of the Machne Ephraim, it seems that just about everybody is masking to. It does not seem to be a machlaikis that when you have to pay for being a mazik, your obligation is really to replace, to lasaken the thing that was there. However, we're going to see that there may be exceptions to it. But basically, this yisoid that the Machne Ephraim understood in the Rambam is basically a yisoid that we're going to see everyone agrees with. There's one problem with the Yisayid, which the Chazanish mentions, if you noticed, in half a line, and that is the din that if you mazik a human being, you pay chamisha devarim. That if you mazik a person, we know you pay nezek, tsar, sheves, ribui, nezek, tsar, sheves, and baishas. Sheves and baishas. And if you mazik a behema, you pay only nezek. You only pay nezek, but not the others. The chayra, what we're coming out now, is that it depends. If you mazik the animal in a way that it can't be healed, so you pay nezek. Because nezek is the market value. But we're saying that something that can that you could be misakin, you have to be misakin. What is ripui? What is ripui? If someone makes a cut in an animal, so ripui is to stitch it up. The way we're saying now that on every nezek, you always have to be misakin the thing that was broken. The chi of nezek is to fix the thing that was broken. So why do we say we have this rule that only by Adam you pay the chamisha dvarim, but by behema not? Which sounds like by behema there's no ripoy. By behema there should also be ripoy. You should also have to pay, because the whole yisoid we're learning is that a mazik has to fix the thing that he did, so you should have to pay ripui. So the Nesivus addresses this in Siman Shin Mem, Nesivus is Sifkat and Gimel. And you see how far they all held by this yisoid. Nesivus says a chiddush. He says, Enochinami. If you mazik a behema, and to heal the behema you have to pay ripui, you have to pay a doctor bill, you're right. You do pay ripui. If you break a leg of a behema, you have to pay a doctor to set the leg. You do have to pay ripui by behemas.
Besides
for the nezek. Well, if you can put it back to the way it was, then that's the nezek. Nezek is the ripui. You pay the ripui. He says when Chazal said that there's ripui by Adam and not by a behema, that is for things that help it heal more quickly. For when you mazik a human being, you have to do things to make sure it heals more quickly or it heals neatly. It heals in the way that doctors do things. If someone has a cut, they'll heal without stitches also. Just with stitches, it'll heal more neatly and more quickly, and it'll heal only the scar. So by a behemoth, you don't have to do that. You don't have to pay ripui that a behemoth shouldn't have a scar or that it should heal more quickly. And that, by an Adam, you do have to pay. But to the degree that ripui is to make the behemoth back the way it was originally, something to see this in Achinami. We go with our sight that the chiv of mazik is lasakin, to repair things. And to the degree that a behemoth needs a doctor, lasakin, avad, you have to pay. They state in the Nesivus. Okay, now this is all a discussion of the Rambam. The Mekarka Hariyuka Karka is pshat that you mechiyev to be misakin to put things the way they were. Today, let's turn to the Ravid. What did the Ravid say? On the Rambam, again, the Rambam said, Chofa ba bayrashich and umaris, you're not a moide benikzas. If you say I dug five bayrus, I say I dug two bayrus, then I'm not a moide benikzas. This says, I don't have to swear moide benikzas. Because the English born al kakois in the bay karka are you kakarka. That was the Rambam, what the Rambam said. What did the Ravid say? The Ravid said, it depends. The words of the Ravid were, it depends. If you tell me to fill up your bar, if you tell me to refill the bar, that's karka. But if you teveya from me the money of the bar, then it's not karka, then it's money. Those were the words that arrived. That depends what your teveya. If you read the Ravid Pashup Shat, it sounds like the Nizik has a right to be teveya whatever he wants. The Shach and the Chazaynish touch up the Ravid. We'll see in a minute there's a slight difference in the Shach and the Chazaynish. But first, to explain the Ravid. The Shach and the Ravid touch up the Chazaynish, that the Ravid is also moided to the Rambam's Yisrael. Everyone's moided. Someone who's a mazik, his job is to replace the hezek. That's his job. However, it depends on the situation. There are situations where it's possible to fix something, and there are situations where it's not possible to fix something. There are situations where something could be fixed, there are situations where something can't be fixed. In a situation where something can be fixed or can be replaced, so then everything we said yesterday holds true. That's Efshel Lasakin, Chayav Lasakin, that's the Chiyav of a Mazik. If you have a situation where something can't be replaced, it's not possible to replace it, in that case, you pay Nezek, you pay the Hezek. If Reuven cuts off Shimon's arm, so he can't replace it, there's no way to replace an arm, so then you pay the Nezek, then you pay the market value. So it depends on the situation. It depends if it's something that could be replaced, then you have to replace it. Like we said yesterday, if it's a situation where it can't be replaced, then you go according to market value. In the Gemara, you always talk about going by market value. It's talking in situations where something can't be replaced. The difference between the Chazaynish and the Shas is the following. When something can't be replaced, or could be replaced, that's the difference the way the Shach phrases it. The Chazaynish disagrees in the Nakuda. And we'll see cases of examples of this. He says it depends if it's the derech to replace it. If it's the derech to replace it, then you have to replace it. If it's not the derech to replace it, if it's not the normal thing people would do to replace it, then you pay nezek. It's totally if it's oimid l'sakin, if it's something which normally you would repair. I'll give you an example. First, we'll talk about an easy example, and then we'll get to other ones. Because the initial example is, if I dig a hole in your field, could that be fixed? Sure, it could be fixed. You bring in a bulldozer and earth, and you fix the hole. That's the Chazaynish. Sometimes you can have a situation where I dig a hole and it doesn't pay to fix it. It doesn't pay. Either it's a very deep hole, then it's not worth it for the small piece of ground. You just take a metal plate, you put it over it, shine, you go weiter. Sometimes it doesn't pay to fix it. It's possible to, but it doesn't pay. Maybe the hole is in a spot that, so I'll use it instead of planting there. I'll put a metal plate over it, and I'll put my table over there, whatever it is. So the Chazanish says, if I dig a hole in your field, if it's oimid l'saking, if it's something which normal people would fix, I have to pay the repair bill. If it's something which is not oimid l'saking, something which is would normally be left that way, then you pay the amount that the value goes down in the property. Whatever the property went down in value, that's what you have to pay. That's the Chazanish, and he says that's pshat in the Ravid. What did the Ravid say? If he's teveya him to fill it up, is one thing. If he's teveya him to pay, it's another thing. Now we thought, the Magid Mishnah, when he asked his kashas, he thought the Ravid holds, it's up to the Nizik. If I want, I'll tell you fill it up. If I want, I'll tell you pay. Says the Chazanish, that's not what the Ravid meant. The Ravid meant, if it's the kind of situation where you could tell him, refill it, pay for the tikkun, so then you go according to tikkun, then it's karka, like the Rambam says. But if it's a situation where it's not normal to fix it, so there you can only be teveya him the value, so there the Ravid asks on the Rambam, that if it's such a hole that it's not normal to fix, that it's normal to pay money for, in such a situation, then it's domim, then it's not kark. The Rambam is just making that chilik, which the Chazanish says could be the Rambam is moida too, and there's no machlekes lahalacha. The Rambam saying a chilik could be the Rambam is moida too. So basically, the Rambam is saying chafa ba bereshit amaris is karka only when it's normal to fix the karka. It's normal to pay the decrease in value, then it's not. This is the pshat in the Ravid, the way they learn. What comes out is that side the Rambam, side the Ravid, and side the Shach, and side the Chazanish, they all agree that if I ate your watermelon in the winter when it's worth $15, and by the time I'm paying you, the price of watermelon went down to $5, I only have to pay you $5. Now, am I allowed to purposely wait? No. I'm mechuyev to pay you right away. If I'm ma'azik you, I'm mechuyev to pay right away. But if it happened, and I didn't pay you till later, I only pay you the value later. Fushteit, in the Machne Ephraim it says beferish, and in the Chazanish it says beferish, mamish this case of waiting. As a matter of fact, it's the first thing the Machne Ephraim says, is first the nekuda of chil, nafgemina, and this chiddush is this chilek. And Mr. the Shach says it too. It's such a long Shach, I'm not sure, but the Shach agrees to it certainly that the chiyuv is masakin, and you go according to its price at the time that you're masakin. That's when the price is estimated. What? Not at the time of the psakin. The time of the payment. Come to psak. What is the psakin? The psakin is replace the watermelon, fix the window. Fill up the bar. That could suck. Now I have to go and do it. If I'm lazy, best not hound me to do it. Whether it goes up or down, my chiyuv is to redress the hezek I did. And as long as I can redress it by repairing it, that's the right way to do it. If I can't, if it's not possible to replace it, then you go by Nezik, and then it'll be $15 to $15 the time I was Nezik.
Right now it's $5.
Well, if something doesn't cost $5 if you can't find it. It's, a guy went into a store, and he asked for something, how much is it? He said $10 a pound. He says, the guy across the street sells it $5 a pound. So why don't you buy it there? He says, they don't have any left. He says, well, I don't have any left, it's also $5 a pound. Yeah? It's not, that's not called. Okay. This is the rule. The rule is the rule. Hakol Maidim. We're going to get into cases we could argue about, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But the rule, it says, in the way they understand the Rambam and the Ravid, it says the Machne Ephraim and the Shach and the Chazanish. And I think the way I understand this is the halacha. Agrada was once Taka, I wasn't actually B'Shas Meisav, the Din Torah. But afterwards, there was a discussion of a certain Din Torah, and the assumption was that we paskin like the Shach and the Chazayin Ish. And Grada, I was once by Frank Nievsky, I asked him something that had to do indirectly with this, but I had to do with a broken window. So he told me, you know, Chazayin Ish says, and he told me the Chazayin Ish says that when you pay the replacement cost, you don't pay the hezek. It's like, I think an ungenum of the thing that lehalacha, the Batei Dinim, I think paskin like this Shach and Chazayin Ish. Now there are certain cases of application which are subject to discussion, and we'll discuss it a little bit. We're not learning now Hilchos Shumas Hamazikin, but afal pi kein, to have a havana in this inyan would be helpful, particularly because in many rules you'll find cases where someone will kind of it's shver, it doesn't make sense. So let me first of all tell you the first case, the case the Chazayish talks about. I mentioned to you yesterday, somebody's got this big $1 million house and you break a window, a back window. It doesn't affect the value of the house. The market value of the house is $1 million and you broke a window. Like I said yesterday, if you break the window in front of the building, it makes the building look unappealing, it might affect the value. But you break some back window, some small window, you crack it, how much do you have to pay? Chazayin Ish says, if the house is not oimid limkar, it's not for sale, it's for living. People are living there. So then avada, it's oimid lasakein, and you pay the replacement cost of the window. No shy. If the house is oimid limka, however, if it's a house which is oimid to be sold, now if someone's living there, he has to fix the window. No one's living there. The house is empty and it's up for sale. And somebody goes and he breaks a window, it's like the Chazayin Ish, you're potter. Now someone's going to have to pay to replace that window. I'm not talking about a building that they're about to demolish, which would be more poshut. I'm talking about a building that's for sale, and you go and you break a window. And it's a window that doesn't have to be fixed. They're not afraid a gadol will come in. It's on the 10th floor. And you break a window. So according to Zokta Chazayin Ish, if it's Oymid Limkar, then you go according to the decrease in value. I'm assuming there'll be no decrease in value. And therefore, you pay nothing. It depends if it's oimid to be fixed or not oimid to be fixed. Now here, the Shach would probably disagree. The Shach said, if it's shayach to fix it, I have to fix it. If it's possible to fix it, then I have to fix it. It is possible to fix a broken window. So according to the Shach, as long as it's possible to fix it, my obligation is to fix it. Chazayin Ish says it has to be oimid to be fixed. If it's oimid to be fixed, it's not oimid to be fixed. I don't have to fix it.
I'm not kind of trying to give his opinion in this case. Does he say that this is the size of the shot?
I don't think in the Machna Prime there's a raya to one way or the other. Yeah, he's saying that he of is to replace it, and he gets into the price, and he gets into the raya. I think a second nafkamina would be if you do damage to someone, a minor damage, which most people don't bother fixing. A minor damage that most people don't bother fixing. If a person, it's hard to give a good example, but if somebody has a shtender in the yeshiva, standing in the yeshiva. Now it's also to be mazik. You're not allowed to be mazik. Let's say somebody, everything you do, let's say you're using it and we made a scratch in the standard, in the yeshiva. What do you owe? What do you have to pay? Now, do you have to fix it? According to the Chazayin Ish, the way I understand, Chazayin Ish is saying it's not oimid l'saking, and you don't have to fix it. You have to go, how much did the value go down? How much did the value of the value go down? So since the value didn't go down, you're potter. That's not a heter to do it, but if you did it, what? You're a mazik. Yeah, I got it. You're potter from paying. The truth is, if you hurt somebody and you're potter from paying, you still have to ask a mechila. I don't know how you ask a mechila from a maisid, but which nezik? The value went down. How much did the value go down? Alright, so if it's a brand new shtender, you're right. But if it's a used shtender, I don't think one more scratch is going to make a difference. The truth is, it would be a tremendous nafkamina when you talk about scratching a car. If it's a new car and you scratch a car, it's likely to be fixed. But if you have a car that's got a bunch of scratches on it, you're moisif another scratch. It's clear it's not oimid l'sake. It would seem from the Chazainish that you're part of Lagami. That you're part of Pempei. Doesn't mean you're allowed to do it. But it would seem that you're part of Lagami. Because what do you have to pay? How much the value of it went down? How much did the value go down? The value didn't go down. Now if it's something that he has to fix, if you break a headlight, so then he has to fix it. So then you pay the replacement cost. But if you scratch it in a way that it's not oimid l'tikun, it comes out from this chazainish, that if it's not oimid l'sakein, that's your potter. Yechiv is l'sakein. Yechiv is l'sakein only when it's shy, when it's oimid l'sakein. It's not oimid l'sakein. Now it goes by market value. Market value, the value of the car didn't go down. So therefore, you'd be potter l'gamri. That's what would seem to come out. Simple examples that come out from the Chazanish. Now, what?
You can make an insurance claim if you have no intention of fixing it.
It depends on what your deal with your insurance company is. Insurance companies don't require that you fix it. They'll pay you whether you fix it or not. So that's the deal with the insurance company. Now, well, it has to be oimid l'sakein. That's his yisayid. You're right, it's not oimid limker, but it's not oimid l'sakein either. So something that's not oimid l'sakein, there's no... there's, you don't have to... The chiyuv is upgeshatz by shuma, not by tikkun.
How do I feel that shuma is the
How come? The shear of a field. Okay, so that's an important thing. By a field, the Gemara says that when you damage a field, you estimate it by a certain size of field. So the Nachta Ephraim says that it's Gzeres HaKosev. It's really Gzeres HaKosev. Where not for Gzeres HaKosev, we tackle go with these rules. Gzeres HaKosev by a field that you shot it up based on the value of a certain size field. But in Achinami, he says that otherwise you wouldn't. Adirabi, he says that's why you need a Gzeres HaKosev, because otherwise it wouldn't work out.
And everything else is not like that?
And everything else is not that way. Rabbi Chanan, you can enter your list who agree with this aside. Rabbi Chanan is in Ksubis, Ois Reshut Ches. He's talking about Chiyav Ripoy. He says, Chiyav Ripoy Einei Chayv Mamin, Ratzarach L'Rafaisei Mamish. I list our life in. He says that when you have the chiyuv to heal somebody, it's not that you owe him $100. It's that you have to heal him. So if it's the time that you mazik him, it costs a certain amount to heal him. And at the time that you heal him, it costs a different amount. Your chiyuv is to heal him. So he has here a very interesting case, which I think... V'nira, Zot Rabbi Chanan. Im nischayiv hachoy vel ripoy. If Reuven was Mazik Shimon, so now Shimon has a broken arm, so Reuven says, okay, go to the doctor, I'll pay the doctor bills. V'achakach nerag anechbal. On his way to the doctor, he gets run over by a car. So they're not going to bother fixing the broken arm anymore, because no purpose in it. Does Reuven have to pay Shimon's Yarshim $100, whatever it would cost for Ripoy? Huh? You're the Isher. Reuben was Mazik Shimon. He's kind of a repoy of $100 or $1,000. And then the man died. Does he have to pay the $1,000 of repoy? Now, before you started Asugya, I would say, yes, he owes him $1,000. If the man goes and dies, what's your business? You're Mazik him, you owe him $1,000. So he got run over. So it's his tough luck. You still owe him $1,000. So Rabbi Chanan, no. Rabbi Chanan says, you don't owe him $1,000. You owe him to heal him. You owe him to heal him. So whatever it costs to heal him, you have to pay. If he's dead, in the Schayev HaChayvel Ripoy, back in the Erech HaChayvel, Eitzarach L'Shalim L'Yarshim. V'lai Amrina K'var Zocha HaNechba V'Demei Refuasai. De'ein Zez Chosmamin. Elo Yuchal Etvay El HaChayvel HaRafaisai B'chol Tzitzki Dislay L'Mavad. You hear the lumbness that he's saying. Huh? What? He was aiming to be healed. So I'm mechuyev to heal him. But I'm not mechuyev to pay money. I'm mechuyev to heal him. If he's able to be healed, whatever it costs to heal, the time he goes to the doctor, that's what I have to pay. Is this a case similar to my Shaila that I mentioned yesterday? Nezek. If you can't heal him, it's the actual satin, then you have to pay Nezek. It was actual satin. I should have to pay more or less because the man got killed the next day. Anyway, we're talking about Ripoy, not about Nezek. You're saying that, because Nezek. When I pay Ripoy, Nezek is on. I don't pay Nezek because Nezek is how much is worth with a healed broken arm. You're saying I should pay Nezek of a broken arm that can be healed. That's what you're saying. I'm starting. The Chiyuv is L'Sakein, and I don't know. This seems to me to be similar to my case I mentioned to you yesterday, where I scratched someone's car. And I told him I'll pay him. It was a nice car, and he would fix it. It was aimed to be fixed, and I told him I would pay him. But he called me back afterwards, and he told me that his wife got into an accident, and that whole side is all smashed in, and they're going to have to replace the whole side anyway. So I'm off the hook. So I told him I think I'm chayev to pay, and he said no, and I didn't argue that much. I was masking, and I think I told him if I'm chayev you have to be meichel then, and he was masking. But it seems from this Rabbi Chanan, the way we're learning now, that I was wrong. I'm not chayev. I have to pay the repair of the scratch that I did. If afterwards the car died or something else happened, so it never came li day refuah, it seems Rabbi Chanan is saying that I'm off the hook. Based on the ayusayid. Ayusayid is, mechiv is a chiv l'sakein. It's not a chiv to, of mom, it's not a chiv mom, it's a chiv l'sakein. You mask him.
No, the guy
the one who smashed in the side. Yeah. But he's paying l'sakein. He's paying to remove the panel and put in a new panel. My scratch didn't make it cost any more, though. The repair cost didn't change. But he has to replace the thing he damaged. The cost to replace the thing he damaged doesn't change if it had a scratch. What you're saying is, he's really saving. Let's say I damage your car. It costs $1,000 to replace it. But our guy, if I save you $50, that you don't have to repaint something. Yeah, but I'm not paying based on value. I'm paying based on replacement. It's l'sakein, not repo, it's l'sakein. If what? If
one shah, another
shah
goes down in value, then
they have a die. See, not possible. Because there, you couldn't be l'sakein. Based on what we're saying, it depends. If your animal damages my animal in a way that could be healed, that could be fixed, so then this rule should apply. If you cut off, if your shark cuts off the leg of my animal, so now it can't be replaced, now you just pay Nezek. So then you're right, Nezek is a Chayv Mamon. If it's not Oymed L'Sakein, then it's a Chayv Mamon, and then if my animal dies, then there's no difference. But it depends if it's Oymed L'Sakein or it's not Oymed L'Sakein. Now, Rabbi Chana mentions one more case. This is a case that we could talk about, and I think we once did the whole shiur. I'm not going to go into the whole thing. I just want to use it, because Rabbi Chana is using it, to illustrate the klal that we're talking about. And this always gets everyone a little excited, but just listen for a minute. Before our discussion today and yesterday, let's say I go and I damage your car. And I do, Chas v'Shalom, I do $2,000 damage to your car. Right? So I tell you, look, I'm going to pay. So you go to a person, you come back to me, it costs $2,000. So we have to pay $2,000? Yes. Right? Now, happens to be that you have insurance on the car. You're going to collect your $2,000 from insurance. So I tell you, what do you mean you're getting it from the insurance? So you tell me, what's your business to have insurance? You damaged me $2,000, you owe me $2,000. Sounds to me like a sensible timer. No? Huh?
So I didn't
collect twice? He wants to collect twice. He's, look, I damaged your car, I have to pay you $2,000. You're going to collect insurance. That's your business. You pay for insurance, you collect insurance. I'm going to pay $2,000. I did $2,000 damage. I have to pay $2,000. Doesn't that make sense? Okay, it's a deductible. I've got to have to pay. Yeah, I'm not talking about the deductible. I'm saying besides the deductible. Let's say you damage my car. And my car is, you damaged $2,000 worth of my car. Now, I happen to have a rich uncle who likes me, and he always, whenever I have problems, he always pays. So I tell you, pay me $2,000. You say, no, you have a rich uncle. So it's not a tiny, right? So instead of a rich uncle, I have a contract with someone. I pay him an insurance fee every month, and he has to pay me back if I get damaged. That's your business. You pay me what you damage me. It's only in all this. The Reb Chaim is Reb Chaim, and it's also told in this. 100%, it's definitely told in this. What Rabbi Chanan here seems to say, you can look at his lashon. He talks about Mekablei Achrayus. Mekablei Achrayus means insurance companies. You can look at his lashon and tell me what he's saying. The way I understand what he's saying is the following. You, when I'm mazik you, you're just entitled to what? I don't owe you money. I owe you to put it back to the way it was. If it costs money, I have to pay money. My chiyuv is l'sakein. Is to put it back the way it was. Whatever it costs you to put it back the way it was, that's what I owe. Now, if the insurance company is paying you to put it back the way it was because you have a contract with an insurance company, that means it only costs you to put it back the way it was, whatever your deductible is, whatever. That's what it costs Lasake. If my chiyuv will be a chiyuv mamin, I owe you $2,000. I don't have a chiyuv mamin. I have a chiyuv Lasake. I have a chiyuv to repair it. But now, really, ideally, I should go fix it with my hands. I don't know how to fix it with my hands. I'm not a mechanic. So it costs money, so I have to pay the money. But I only have to pay what it costs Lasakein. Just like if watermelons go down in cost, I only have to pay the smaller amount. The same thing, because my chiyuv is only Lasakein. The same thing, I only have to pay Lasakein. If your insurance company is paying, that means you're getting it fixed for X number of dollars. So I only have to pay X number of dollars. If you want to not collect insurance, you tell me you're not collecting insurance, so then I have to pay to fix it. But if you're collecting the insurance, That means it doesn't cost you to fix it this amount. It costs you less to fix.
But why
the money? It's a fix it. But my chiv to fix it is the amount of money it costs to fix it.
You can buy it to restore it back to what it was.
All right, so I'm willing to restore it.
Fine, so restore it.
I'm going to restore it.
But I do with insurance. It's my business, not your business.
But the insurance company makes that your cost of repairing it is much less. Your chiv l'sak, your if you don't call to your insurance company, I'm asking. You have an option. You don't want to collect insurance, I'll pay it to them.
But
I have a chiyuv l'sakin, and the insurance company has an obligation l'sakin. Two of us have a chiyuv l'sakin. But you can't fix something twice. What's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? Yes, you're entitled to your... If you're a mechanic, you're entitled to be paid like a mechanic is paid.
Why should the mazik have a choice?
Not the mazik, the nizik. The nizik tells the mazik, pay me to fix it. I say, I'm willing to pay.
I'm going to pay you, but I'm going to pay you the less of what it costs you.
No, I'm paying exactly what it costs you.
I'm paying
total everything it costs you to fix this. I'm paying every penny, but only if every penny it costs you to fix it. If it doesn't cost you to fix it, then I don't have to pay you.
It's not some, yeah.
If you happen to own a window factory, you're entitled.
For free.
No, you're entitled to the cost of replacing it, whatever a normal thing that a normal window factory charges to fix it. So just because you own it doesn't change anything.
Now that just because you have insurance doesn't mean anything.
But I mean, it doesn't cost you Masake.
But his fee is to fix it, to restore it. Now he's going to go ahead and restore it to what it's supposed to be. Now, if I want to go ahead and go through insurance, that's my business. That's not his business. His fee is to fix the repair back to what it was. They're two separate things.
Okay, maybe I can hear an argument. Well, the insurance company is paying in the domestic owner of the. That's how they pay. They pay the domestic owner.
They're not paying tikkun. They're not paying tikkun.
Well, the make tikkun is the cost of fixing it. That means it's not costing you to. It's not costing you to fix it. You're being reimbursed. The insurance company gives you money to fix it. You don't have to fix it. You want to leave it broken, you leave it broken.
So now that means I'm getting my own personal money. Usually people use it to fix it.
You hear the argument.
Isn't the money to go to Florida?
You could take the money and go to Florida. The insurance company doesn't mind. The argument is that the insurance company doesn't require me to fix it. The insurance company is it's a bit of an argument. I read you a B'chanan's Lashon, but it's much easier it's much more sensible to read it inside. I'm pretty sure a B'chanan is saying what I say. The way I say. Maybe, the way he describes it. What? Okay, you know what? Next year was close to Rabbi Kama. There's a stipla on this Rabbi Chanan. It talks about insurance. There's no Shaneach. It talks about insurance. The truth is, what I wanted more is to show you the way Rabbi Chanan looks at it. This Yisait, which hopefully we'll remember, that the chiyuv of a mazik is l'sakin. Rabbi Chanan is using this for his comparison to the insurance case. Now you're arguing that the comparison is not good because insurance is really sort of a bet. Insurance is betting $2,000 it won't break. If it was the bet, they give me $2,000, they won't fix it. It's a bit of an argument. It's maybe a strong argument. But my purpose was to show the site that we're talking about, the site of the Kfari site, seems to be pretty much Rochananem's on the aside. I think that if not everybody agrees to the aside of Teshlomi Nezik, that this way, at least certainly the overwhelming majority of the Paiskim seem to hold to the aside.
Because
he doesn't actually have to fix it, there's no question.
Sure.
He doesn't have to. If you do damage to me, you have to pay me what it costs to fix it. If you damage my watermelon, you can give me a watermelon. Or you can give me the value of the watermelon. But you can't give me the value of the watermelon and say, okay, now go to the store and buy it. I don't have to go buy it if I don't want it. So to the extent that you can force me, you can tell me, I'll give you a watermelon that you can do. Otherwise. So someone asked me a question. Yeah.
But the insurance, what the market would have to pay without the insurance is the same.
What the insurance pays.
And what the market would have to pay without the insurance
is the same. Could be the same, could be different. You have a shot in each case.
We said yesterday that Lizard has a choice to walk with me. Lizard has a choice to decide whether he wants to get a replacement or to pay for it.
The mazik is not mechuyif to do more than to be misankedit. If he gives him the money, the nizik can either decide to fix it or not to fix it. But the mazik only has to pay the meitiva. If it's darkei l'saken, then he has to pay only for it. Okay. What? You have a shaila. If what happens if the mazik is a repairman, or what happens if the nizik is a repairman? If the mazik is a repairman, then it's kamad mafurish gemara that the mazik could say, "I'll fix it," if he's competent. The Gemara says that if somebody beats someone up, and then afterwards he's going to charge doctor bills, so he says, "I'm a doctor, I'll heal you." So you could tell him, "To me, you're not a doctor." Lashon Gemara is, "To me, you're not a doctor. To me, you're a lion. You know, you're a mazik." So Gemara says he could say that. It seems to be unique to Rafua. But by Tikkun, I think he could repair. Now, if the nizik is a repairman, the nizik is entitled to be paid like a person is normally paid. Let's say I mazik someone, and he's a mechanic, and he can fix it. So he can fix it. He can charge me like a normal mechanic charges, a normal mechanic of his ability charges to the fees. Yeah. 100%. He says, "To me, you're not a doctor. To me, you're an Aryeh. To me, you're a..." Okay, there's the side that by healing, that Leiden Kolodim Zechelis Rappas. You can't compel a person to go to a certain doctor because having faith in the doctor is part of the refuah. Therefore, the Gemara says, you can tell him, "I don't have faith in you, I don't want to go to this doctor." But it, I just mean the mashmois is, if it wasn't refuah, that other tikkunim would compel him to go. Okay. It's hard to know where to stop on this topic. It's a wide ranging topic. I should add one prop though, and that is that when we talk about replacing something, we do not include replacing an old thing with a new thing. If you damage someone's 5-year-old couch, it's not a couch, you damage his 5-year-old couch and it's not usable. You ruin it. So he says, "I want to be Tevei, are you? Let's see. We could chat up the value. 5-year-old couch is worth an expensive, happy couch. But let's say it's a couch that new costs $400. 5 years old, might be worth $100 market value. Might be no market value for it. So you say, I had a couch. I want you to replace it. It's actually a second. Get me a different couch. Just like get me a different watermelon, get me a different couch." So that is not called actually a second. You're not mechuyev to replace someone's used thing with a new thing. It's not true. This says in the Pistei Chayshim, when he brings this psak of the Shachar Chazaynish, he makes this exception to it. Then we say Efshel Sark in the music, but put it back to the way it was. A used item that you damage, if you could put it back to the way it was, fine. If you can get a used couch of the same type, and it's really Efshel to shut up something like that. In such a case, you pay market value. You don't have to pay. The person will say, what good does it do me $100? Till now I had a couch. I can't buy a couch for $100. So what are you going to do? You have to ask the mechila, but there's nothing you can do about it. Something that's e-efsha to be misakin, it doesn't go by tikkun, it goes by kas. That's one nekuda you should know. There's another nekuda, which also has its own long discussion, but just push it. If I take something of yours, let's say I take your car, and I move your car, it's parked near Yeshiva, and I take your car and I move it to Bensonhurst. Alright? I take your car and I'm a mazik, I don't like you, and I move it to Bensonhurst, I move it to Queens. So you're tegayah me. I didn't do any damage to the car. Zero damage. I even put in my own gears before I moved it. Let's say I moved it with a... Or it could be you running a car as a damage. I don't know. But I moved it. I picked it up and I moved it. You should know the halacha is I don't have to pay you a penny. If I go to your house and I take your couch and I move your couch and I take it out and I move it to 5 blocks away. Now you have to go schlep it back. I don't have to pay you. I have to ask you for mechila. I did an avla, but I'm not a mazik. I'm not a mazik. Oh, so it has to be an eifin that's not kinyanei geneva. You're right. In an eifin where there are kinyanei geneva, even then it's not so pashut. The Gemara has a case where I take your coin and I throw it into the water. But I could see it. I don't throw it out. If I throw it in the middle of the ocean, it's never. I have to pay you for it. Tomorrow is a case where I take your coin and I throw it into the water and I show you. See, it's right there. Right? One of these big fountains in Manhattan. Or Prospect Park. Prospect Park has fountains? I don't know. You guys go on dates. You should know. No? One of these big fountains. And Gemara says, I took your coin, I threw it in, I say, there it is. So Gemara says, I'm potter of magic. Even though it's a pain in the neck for you to go and get it. But atmazik, I'm part. I have to use it for mechila, I have to be mefayis you, ben on the chaveri, I'm over. But mazik, they're no chiyuve mazik. What? He's potter unless it's a situation where you understand, you can't go get it until he does certain things, and by then it'll be stolen. It could be. If I put your couch 5 blocks away and it's raining, so I have to pay you. It's a hezek. It's a garmi. But stanazek, now, because you have to understand that mazik, teshlumei mazik has certain rules. It's not like in America where you can be teveya person for mental anguish and all the other. You should know that's the dine mazik. Yosim is, we're going to leave above a comma, but. Just to clarify. Now there's one more nekuda than the Sivas adds, which is Shaykh to our Gemara. The Sivas is Simen Pei Ches. Last week, we mentioned the Ktsosis Kasha. There was a case in the Shulchan Aruch, the following case. The case is, Moida B'miktas on Pachas Meshava Pruta. So we said, there's no shvuas might have been mixed as a pachas mishava pruta. If I'm today you $10, and your maida pachas mishava pruta, no maida be mixed. If I'm today I you 10 nivel, 10 machatim, and your maida on 1 machat, then a keli that's worth less than a shava pruta, there is a din of maida be mixed. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So if Tzai says to Kasha, what's the case, Maman Hashem? If the needle is still around, so then, hey look, then according at least to Rashi, it's Heilach. It's your needle. If the needle is not around, so what do I owe you? I owe you Pachas Meshava Pruta Cash. Pachas Meshava Pruta Cash, there's no might of a mitzvah on. So the Ksois asked this Kasha, what's the case? If the needle's not around, then it's Mamin. It's Pachas Meshava Pruta. If the needle is around, then it's Heilach. So the Nesivis says two terutz. The terutz I spoke out last week was Nesivis is Yisayid, that even if the needle is around, by Geneva, it's not Heilach. Geneva, we said, is Eina Bershusai, it's Shalai, but it's not Bershusai, so it's not Heilach. That's what we spoke out last week. The Sivis says a second Teretz. Now listen carefully if the Teretz is a Dover Amistavim. He says, look, our Gemara, we say the May Karka is Karka. If you dig Baira Shichin Umarais and you're Teveyami, that's the May Karka, that's the din of Karka. Zogt in the Sivis, if you steal a Machat from me, and I'm Teveyah you a Machat, and it's not around anymore. You broke it, you used it, you cracked it, you broke it, you lost it, you sold it, whatever you did with it, it's not around. So you pay me in cash, less than a fruta. Demei kelim, harayuki kelim. Just like we're saying, demei karka is karka. Demei kelim is kelim. When you have to pay me pachas mishav a fruta for a needle, that's chat, that's kelim. And therefore you're a maida b'miktas. So demei kelim is kelim. Those are the words of the Nesivis. At first glance, is it, do you understand it? To make Kalim is Kalim. Well, to make Karka is Karka. To make Kalim is Kalim. And if I read this Poshit, I would say, what are you talking about? To make Karka is Karka. And you're giving me money, I'm going to replace, I'm going to fix the Karka. To make Kalim, you took my needle and broke my needle? You owe me. You're giving me money. I have money. I would think that the comparison is a shvach comparison. To make karka, I understand. But to make kalim is kalim. But the nesivis, what? That's because there's a cost of that on a kalim, plus a shvach pruta, even though we can understand that a kalim has a value. What I want to say is, if you look at it the way we're looking at it, when you take someone's needle and break it, what do you owe him? The whole Yisoid we're learning these 2 days is you don't owe him a penny or half a penny. You owe him a needle. Chayiv l'sake. If I steal your watermelon, if I damage your water, I owe you a watermelon. If I damage your machat, I owe you a machat. That would be a case of demei kelim is kikelim. Because if I took you, if I used your needle, and I'm mazik your needle, your tevei me, I was mazik 10 needles, I'm either one. In a case where I'm mazik a needle, why do I owe you? Nesivis is right. I don't owe you half a pruta. I owe you a needle. Chayim l'sake. It's something that can be replaced. So I have to replace the needle. No matter halach is, I can either give you a new needle, or I can give you the value of the needle. If I give you a pachas b'shav apruta, I'm being misake, and I'm giving you back the needle. So it makes a lot of sense that the may kelim is kekelim, because that's my chiyuv to you. My chiyuv to you is the kelim. So it's the sivis with this whole hezbo that we're learning. It's very gishmaka. The sivis. Alright, so we digress to make karka, hariyuki karka. So Shem, we're going to go back to the Toshma in the Toshma.